This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. The UK government has launched a major public consultation to gather views on how to make a health service fit for the future as part of their 10-year health plan for England. RNIB is working to ensure the process is accessible for blind and partially sighted people, and we're joined today by Ross Meegan and Amy Craddock from the RNIB Policy and Campaigns team to learn how you can use your voice in the consultation. Thank you so much, Ross and Amy, for joining us. So Amy, can you give us an overview of the consultation and why it's taking place?
So this consultation forms part of the government's work to create a 10-year health plan to make the NHS fit for the future. Last year, the Darley Review set out the challenges the NHS is facing. And now with this consultation, the government are calling on people to share their experiences of our health service to tackle these challenges and shape the government's 10-year plan for the NHS. The consultation is open to everyone, and there are different ways to respond depending if you are responding as an individual or part of an organisation or as a health and care worker. The goal is to gather diverse perspectives and ideas from as many people as possible to shape the future of the NHS. The questions in the consultation itself are centred around the three main shifts the government have identified to improve the NHS. The first shift is from hospital to community, and this shift aims to move care from hospitals to the community so that people can access care closer to home. The second shift is analogue to digital, and this is about making better use of technology by leveraging digital tools and innovations. And this will hopefully improve efficiencies, enhance patient care and streamline processes. And then the final shift is a focus on preventing sickness rather than just treating it by emphasising prevention and early intervention.
And why is it so important that blind and partially sighted people contribute their voices to the consultation?
I think it's crucial for blind and partially sighted people to have their say in this consultation so that in the development of the 10-year plan, it takes into account their experiences. We know that blind and partially sighted people face challenges accessing healthcare. For example, we know people are still not receiving accessible health information. We also know that people are waiting far too long for eye care and that people aren't getting the right practical and emotional support. And this really needs to change. And we want to see this included in the 10-year health plan. And for this to happen, we need as many people as possible to add their voices to this consultation.
And Ross, how can people take part in the consultation?
Yep, there's a lot of different ways in which people can read the questions and respond to the consultation. You can go to the consultation's website, which is change.nhs.uk. And on that website, if you're willing to share your email address and create a password, then you can sort of save your progress with the consultation survey and, you know, complete it at a time that's suitable for you if you don't want to do it all in one sitting. In terms of actually reading the questions, there's quite a few formats to choose from, such as easy read, PDF or HTML, if just going through the default consultation webpage isn't ideal for you. There's sort of a full page sort of dedicated to accessibility of the consultation, and that can be accessed via the top navigation menu, as well as sort of different formats for reading the questions. One of the things we've been really keen to see, and that we're happy that is an option, is, you know, different ways for actually submitting your responses to the questions. For example, you can submit your responses by post, or you can submit your responses over the phone. And again, to sort of arrange those different provisions, if you want to, you know, speak to somebody over the phone to submit your responses, you can get in touch with the team running the consultation on 0207 8455 880.
And what are some of the other ways that RNIB is making the consultation process more accessible for blind and partially sighted people?
In the early stages, when it was initially launched, we were aware of a number of issues with the consultation, such as screen reader compatibility and, you know, things like the availability of a contact number to submit responses over the phone, because we understand that, you know, online isn't for everybody. So we've been really fortunate to have sort of an open channel of communication with the team that's running the consultation, and they've been really sort of receptive to any feedback that we can provide about how the consultation can be made more accessible. And they've been really responsive and proactive in resolving a number of those issues. And I'd just say that if anybody does have any, you know, concerns when they take the consultation, to please get in touch with us and we can sort of feed that back.
And what kind of questions will people be asked as part of the consultation?
Yeah, so the first few questions are more sort of short form questions. They're looking for short answers and they ask about things like, you know, what you value about the NHS, challenges that it faces, and sort of about your personal experiences of the NHS. And then sort of the real more longer form ones are where you can sort of really get stuck into more of the detail about the shifts that the government wants to make, sort of questions 5 through 10. And, you know, those questions are sort of an opportunity for you to sort of make suggestions about what you think about the proposals that the consultation is making. It asks about areas such as community care, your thoughts on the use of technology in health and care, and other areas like, you know, moving towards prevention as a way of keeping people healthier for longer. So yeah, some short form and some longer form questions in there. But as we mentioned earlier, there is, you know, the opportunity to save your progress as you go along if you don't want to complete it in one sitting. And just to say that if you'd rather not answer every single question, then you don't have to do that. You can still submit your responses and have your voices heard.
And RNIB have developed a guide to help people focus on the key information that the consultation is looking for. Where can they access that guide and what kind of format is that supporting?
So we've got a news item on our website, which, as you mentioned, just covers some hints and tips for what you might want to sort of keep in mind as you're going through the various sections of the consultation. And you can access that by going to the link rnib.in/surveyNHS. You could go to rnib.org.uk/news and filter it by campaigning, and that will bring up the article towards the top. And equally, if you want to sort of provide any feedback or get in touch with us about the consultation more generally, you can follow us on all the various socials at rnib_campaigns. Or get in touch with the helpline on 0303 123 9999.
And RNIB are also running some facilitated workshops for blind and partially sighted people and for eye care liaison officers to contribute to the consultation. Where are they and when are they happening?
Yep, so we have two workshops scheduled. There's an in-person workshop at 1:30 on Thursday the 30th of January at RNIB's Grimaldi Building office in London. Or if you'd rather join online, we'll be having a workshop from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. on Thursday the 6th of February, and that will take place online over Microsoft Teams. But equally, if you're not comfortable with Teams, you could just send us your phone number and we can dial you in that way. All the details to get in touch and book your place and express your interest for those are all the usual ones. So by the helpline on 0303 123 9999 or by emailing us at campaigns@rnib.org.uk.
Well, thank you so much, Amy Craddock and Ross Meegan, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.